are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right. How y'all doing out there? Thank you all for tuning in. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. I hope you all have had a wonderful day. I think we're kind of getting through the week all right, you know. I know there was an earthquake in the Pacific Northwest. I'm watching that pretty closely, a 6.0 earthquake. Remember, after Chile, New Zealand, and Japan had their earthquakes, scientists have been saying expect a bunch of rumblings and a big one to happen in the fourth quadrant of the Pacific Ocean, which would end up being our Pacific Northwest. So a 6.0 earthquake, magnitude earthquake hit Oregon. I don't have any of the injury reports or anything now. I'm assuming by the time you listen to this, more information will be out. So I apologize for the delayed broadcast, but I'm watching it. You know, I'm nervous. They said a big one hit Chile last year, then New Zealand, and then, of course, the one in Japan. So we are hoping nothing of that magnitude or disastrous happens again, but especially in the Pacific Northwest. Of course, we have all the nuclear reactors kind of just, you know, lining up our Pacific Northwest. Not the most fun. Remember, I told you guys, you always want to be prepared. You know, I'm a huge fan of that freeze dry guy. So I got, you know, my place stocked with those. It's great. You got meals on the run. I love it. I love it. Have your water. You know, I got my little camper. You know, we'll just go flee and go to the Midwest. I know. I always get an email mad at me going, really, Dahlia? You think you're going to flee California? I don't live in California, but yeah, I'll go Midwest. I got some family in the Midwest. I got my freeze-dried guy food. I got a generator. Take my cats, the dogs. Yeah, I'll take my mother. Of course, I'll take my mother. And we flee. That's what we do. Y'all can, you know, hop on if you want. All right. For those of you joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. We're going to be talking about this fake Avastin cancer medication. Really? Fake vials? Are you kidding me? We're going to talk about that. I'm going to talk about how doctors are firing parents who refuse to vaccinate their children. Nothing new, but it's coming back into the news. People are pretty concerned. For those of you that really like taking supplements, more research is showing that they aren't doing what people are claiming they are. Some bad news with the supplements. However, omega-3s still have been proven to help with vision. So we're, you know, I wouldn't give up on them yet. But again, we have to be very, very careful about all the stock we're putting into these supplements that we're buying. It's a huge industry, guys. A lot of money. A lot of money in the supplement industry. Some people love them. Some people feel like they do well. But, you know, we're starting to see more and more studies saying, the vitamin B may not really work. The B12 may not be preventing cancer. You know, even I think there was some omega-3 information in the news saying not going to help prevent cancer in heart patients. Well, we never expected it to prevent cancer. I mean, we're not stupid, but we thought it wouldn't hurt having it on board. And that's the attitude I have on that. All right. I don't think the supplements, all right. I mean, as long as you aren't overdoing it. Remember, there was a study saying people that overdo the supplements or people on supplements may be more at risk for early death, heart attack, etc. But I mean, you know, if you're taking them to supplement, okay, don't OD, but taking them to supplement, just again, moderation, moderation. So we're going to talk about that. So as you can see, very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. But of course, I would love to hear from you. So please call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Later this week, I do want to talk about medical tax deductions. If I don't get to it this week, it'll be early next week. This is tax season. Many of you are filing your tax returns. There should be some little tips from the medical standpoint on what you could write off. So I want to make sure I give you that information. If for some reason it's during an hour that you don't get to listen to, go to GCNLive.com. It has all my archives, all my shows. GCNLive.com. Or if you forget that, just go to my website and my website will link you in to the archives because that's always a very, very important, popular show that I do once a year. All right, so what's going on? Remember yesterday I was complaining about the FDA? Remember yesterday I was talking about how the FDA wants another $220 million? Because they said with the Listeria outbreak, you see, we need more funds. And my problem with that was if the FDA did their job the first time, we wouldn't need to be giving them funds. Okay, I don't know how many millions of dollars they get per year, but shouldn't they have done their job the first time? And then I was talking, well, we were trying to remember all the different outbreaks that we had. I remember there were chickens and salmonella and sprouts. I wanted to say sprouts. Well, good for us, they're back in the news, but bad for people because they're tainted. They say Jimmy John's sprouts again tainted. They say sprouts from the sandwich chain Jimmy John's has been linked to an outbreak of E. coli. So the Federal Centers of Disease Control and Prevention said that 12 cases of E. coli poisoning in five states are linked to clover sprouts eaten at Jimmy John's restaurants. The outbreak comes a year after sprouts from one of the chain suppliers were linked to salmonella. Remember the salmonella? That's right. A year ago. See? I'm not losing my memory. Sprouts from the chain were also linked to a 2009 salmonella outbreak in several Midwestern states and an E. coli outbreak in Colorado in 2008. Boy, these guys need a clue. I don't eat sprouts. Do you guys? I don't want sprouts messing with the cheese, mustard, or ketchup taste. I don't put sprouts on my sandwiches. CDC reports more than 30 sprout outbreaks in the last 15 years. Sprouts need warm and humid conditions to grow, encouraging bacterial growth. Illnesses have been reported in Iowa, Missouri, Kansas, Arkansas, and Wisconsin. All right. I don't think we have Jimmy John's chains where we live. We were talking about Heart Attack Grill. We have a Heart Attack Grill. Somebody had a heart attack eating one of their 6,000-calorie burgers. The triple bypass burger, we just talked about that on the last hour. He's alive and well, but he has a heart attack in the middle of the restaurant. Everybody thinks it's a joke, you know, because the owner's a doctor and, you know, the staff are nurses, right? And they, you know, talk about, you know, how the menu items are quadruple bypass, triple bypass. So he's alive, but, you know, these fast food chains, wow. Oh, I definitely wouldn't eat sprouts just because that's too much green on my burger. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, February 15th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,728.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,771.64, $885.82 for a half ounce, or $442.91 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,771.64, $885.82, and $442.91.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original BioMat, The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Did you know that how well your brain works is directly dependent upon how well your gut works? Did you know that an inflamed or compromised digestive system directly contributes to poor focus, depression, irritability, attention deficit, and hyperactivity? By eliminating the inflammation in your intestines and by having good bacteria populations, you may enjoy better brain function. The most important protein your body needs to keep inflammation down is glutathione. The number one food to support a dramatic increase in glutathione production is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. Virtually all whey proteins are damaged by heat, filtration, and chemicals, except one. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein on the market. It is changing the lives of its users in very positive ways. One World Whey may act as one of the most important health foods to support your and your child's optimal brain function. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. If you have a chance to listen to the show of the previous hour, we had a caller concerned about sleep apnea. We did an excellent review on sleep apnea. And I'm not saying excellent because it's my show. It just, I think we really got a lot of information in like 15, 20 minutes. So I definitely recommend you listen to that. Also, we were talking about the benzodiazepines. And some of the information Dr. Sanjay Gupta and Dr. Drew had given on CNN about, again, what could have happened with Whitney Houston, the mix of the benzodiazepines and alcohol. We also reviewed how some previous stars and celebrities died, like Chris Farley, Heath Ledger. So it was a great show. No, I do not like the first hour more than you. I don't. They're great shows, and we have them. You could podcast them, play them whenever you want. So I definitely urge you to. And, of course, we will probably go over some highlights in today's show. Now, I don't know what I want to talk about. I think I want to, sorry about this, some breaking news, which is kind of cool stuff. Okay, I shouldn't say breaking news, but this is kind of something I wasn't planning on talking about. There's a new possible injectable medicine that they could give for seizures. And usually, you know, when you're in the middle of a seizure, right, and we're in the ER setting, it's really hard to put in an IV. Sometimes we have to give you a suppository by your mouth or in your anus. And it's really difficult to try to get something in someone's anus when they're seizing and convulsing. Well, researchers at the University of Michigan and University of Cincinnati has come up with an injectable pen to stop seizures. Just like that EpiPen. Yeah, a lot of us have an EpiPen that'll give us epinephrine in case we get a bee sting or we go through some sort of anaphylactic reaction to something we're allergic to. Well, this, it doesn't have epinephrine. It has midazolam, which is Versed. Now, midazolam, we just talked about on the earlier show, because it's an anticonvulsant medicine that is actually a benzodiazepine, very similar to the medicine that Whitney Houston was taking, a different form. You have Xanax, which is alprazolam, Ativan, which is lorazepam, Valium, diazepam, very common names. Well, Versed, we use in the ER setting many times. I've used it before we had to intubate people after the paralytic took effect or while the paralytic was taking effect. Used it to relax people. But same class of medicine, these benzodiazepines. And we use midazolam as an anticonvulsant many times. And we even use Klonopin, clonazepam. These medicines, because they relax and they're sedating, they could stop seizures. So researchers actually tested this on 900 patients with epilepsy who were experiencing long-lasting seizures, all right, that were lasting longer than 5 minutes, and they gave them a shot in the muscle, whereas other people, while the IV line was in, gave them lorazepam, which is Ativan. I know many of you take Ativan to sleep. Again, realize they're anticonvulsant drugs. They're pretty strong ones. On average, the seizures were shorter for the people getting that little epi shot. Again, not with epinephrine, but they're calling it an epi shot, like, you know, kind of like an EpiPen. They should probably call it a midazolam pen or a midi pen, something like that. And apparently, within 30 seconds, the seizure was able to stop, whereas those getting the Ativan or lorazepam through the IV suffered longer seizures. And remember, you could die with a seizure. They see 55,000 people a year, they say, die from these prolonged seizures. And because it's difficult for the paramedics or for people to try to, like I said, get the anal suppository in or try to put in an IV, if they have some form of medicine that we can, don't giggle. It's true. I mean, look, when you have a dying patient, you're going to do what you're going to try to get that medicine in however you can. All right. But in this particular case, if they have this pen, very easy to carry, very easy to use, I think it's brilliant. So they're going to look more into this. But, you know, again, it just highlights the class of medicine that is now being commonly used and abused by people are actually used, you know, in ER life-threatening situations. Now, what's scary about this midazolam is it is on severe shortage. Remember we were talking about drugs in shortage? Methotrexate for kids' leukemia and people's psoriasis. We were talking about certain blood pressors to increase your blood pressure when your pressure is dropping in shock. Well, this midazolam, it's on the list of short drugs. So, you know, it's a very important medication. It is extremely important. So it's a shame that we're having the shortages that we are. Again, issues with pharmaceutical companies, people not making the money they want to make, not enough companies making these drugs. Government's going to step in, not thinking that's going to be the best scenario, but they're going to come in. Now, we were talking about how is a Texas Christian school had a huge bust. What was it? A bunch of students were busted. I'm trying to think. I think it was Texas Christian, TCU. Right, if I remember correctly, because these kids were selling to undercover cops cocaine, marijuana, but also prescriptive drugs. They were selling OxyContin. They were selling hydrocodone, which is a Lortab, Percocet. Well, no, oxycodone's a Percocet. Sorry, hydrocodone's a Lortab. And they were selling Xanax. So many people's benzodiazepine addiction, right, could possibly be starting with your high school student right now while they're in high school. Remember, I keep telling you this, the number one drug in high school, it's not marijuana, it's not crack, it's not ecstasy, it's Xanax, one of the Whitney Houston drugs, possibly one of the Anna Nicole Smith drugs, one of the Heath Ledger drugs. Are you getting nervous at all? Are you watching your kid? Drug test them. Drug test your kids. These medicines are so addictive. And I was talking about in the previous hour how many of you that are on these medications daily, it's not because you're an addict or a bad person. I mean, you know, many of you, your doctors aren't talking to you about how addictive these medicines are. We had a caller who was taking Klonopin, wanted to know about Klonopin or clonazepam. I inherit many patients who have been taking a Klonopin a night for years. Now, again, not to the level of, you know, some of these people that overdosed, but we reviewed with Heath Ledger in the previous hour. Some of the medicines that they found Unisom, which is an over-the-counter sleeping aid. I believe it has diphenhydramine, Benadryl in it. He had Xanax, Valium, a couple pain pills. What if every few hours he took one tablet of something, one or the other? And look how many of you could very easily do that. You wake up, you're in pain, so you take one of your pain pills. You take one of your muscle relaxants or one of the benzodiazepines to relax the muscle. And many of you have back, you know, failed back syndrome, cervical fusion issues, chronic endometriosis. Many of you could have chronic pain issues. Very common. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, you know, you wake up in the morning, you take something. Then maybe you have some caffeine. Maybe you have a lunch meeting. People will have a little lunch cocktail. You have a little alcohol. You get a little nervous because you have a meeting coming up. So you pop a Valium. You come home, very stressful day. So you take a Xanax to relax, another benzodiazepine. Maybe have another glass of wine. Now you want to go to sleep. So you try to take an over-the-counter Unisom, which was in Heath Ledger's system. Nah, Unisom doesn't cut it. So now at midnight, you lean over to one of your prescription bottles that has Restoril, Temazepam, another benzodiazepine. You pop that, and you try to go to sleep. Look how easy it is to be one of these quote-unquote pill poppers addicts. You're not an addict. It's just pills are part of your daily routine. You know, I didn't expect us to spend so much time this week talking about the subject, but there's so many facets of this subject that I think have to be addressed that we don't address. It is very easy to pop multiple pills a day. My migraine patients say that. They go, Dahlia, I woke up with a horrible migraine, so I took a pain pill. That didn't work, so I took a migraine medicine. That didn't work, so I took a muscle relaxant. Well, I was starting to get edgy because the pain pill makes me edgy where it wears off, so I pop a Xanax. Then that didn't work, so I had to take another migraine medicine, and then to go to bed, I took another pain pill. All right, that doesn't mean they're a bad person, right? It means they're probably not educated on the seriousness of what they're taking. Dr. Sanjay Gupta was talking about the hypothalamus and how that regulates your breathing. Now, it's very easy to shut that down. A little bit of alcohol, a little bit of sleeping medication. Dr. Drew was talking about an Ambien and two glasses of alcohol could be deadly. And I'm going to agree with them and say even more, one glass of alcohol and a sleeping medication like Ambien could be deadly. Many people that die, it's not because they were taking handfuls of pills and swallowing them down. It was the wrong pill at the wrong place at the wrong time. And your homework, you know, is to kind of take a look at your day and just put a tally on how many pills you take. I bet you take more pills than you think. You know, I mean, we have Excedrin migraine in my house. My husband and I would get headaches once in a while, but I watch that bottle. You know, people say, no, Dolly, I rarely take over-the-counter medicines. My kidneys should be good. Watch your bottle of Aleve, Motrin. You may be taking more than you think. True, that's not a controlled substance. But, you know, when your doctor asks you, do you take medications? How much do you take? All right, I bet the majority of us really underestimate that. Okay, when we come back, I want to talk about this fake cancer drug that could be circulating. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a seven-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a four-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, we've been talking about drug shortages and pretty serious drug shortages. We haven't brought up some of the more serious issues. This news broke today, and I'm sure many of you are going to be absolutely frightened by this. Apparently, they are predicting a chocolate shortage. I know, Scientific American reports that a severe chocolate shortage is looming. Now, this is some serious stuff, okay? Many of us use chocolate as a drug. I can't get through PMS without chocolate. Sometimes I can't get through my radio show without chocolate. This is severe. They say manufacturers are currently producing 3.7 million metric tons of the cocoa crop. But they are expecting that there's going to be a cocoa shortage due to climate change and plant diseases. Now, I've kind of been iffy on what's going on with climate changes, but I got to tell you, if we lose chocolate, I'm a believer. They say 3.7 million metric tons of cocoa is expected to be too small to satisfy customers by 2020, according to a report in Scientific American. Farmers and scientists are trying new tactics, so they better hurry, to multiply cocoa yields, such as using genome sequencing to produce tougher trees. I'll give them my stem cells. I don't care. So they need tougher trees, looks like. The cocoa bean could already be in danger. Oh, man, talk about a charity I could help with. This is according to authors and Mars Inc. Food. Oh, Mars. The ones that make Mars bars. Oh, I'm glad they're on top of this. The crop, Theobroma cocoa, known as the chocolate tree. Huh. Theobroma. Remember theobromine I was talking about was a chocolate? Helps widen your respiratory tree. Helps you breathe easier. They say Theobroma cocoa or cocoa is difficult and too delicate. It's difficult to grow and it's delicate. The plant thrives only in a thin strip around the equator where climate change has exacerbated weather patterns causing high winds, droughts, and floods. All right, so if you thought droughts and floods were bad, I mean, can you imagine what's happening to the cocoa crop? Devastating diseases, they say, such as frosty pod rot are sweeping through. You know what? I'll eat the chocolate with the pod rot. I don't care. Just don't throw it out. They're sweeping through. I'm really nervous here. Sweeping through Latin America, killing trees. Experts fear that other ailments, such as witch's broom, could be introduced to West Africa by accident or by bioterrorism and destroy much of a crop. Oh, I had no idea that chocolate could be a target with bioterrorism. They say other problems and pests abound. This could be a scary movie, such as Southeast Asia moth, known as the cocoa pod borer, causes $600 million in crop losses annually. Nuke the sucker. If this moth is killing the cocoa, we don't need moths. What do they do for us? And according to the report, many of the 6 million people who farm cocoa are so impoverished that they can't afford top-notch seeds, fertilizers, and fungicides to better protect the plants. The authors write that we and others in the chocolate industry worry that without fast action. Sorry, guys. I'm, like, really scared about this. On a number of fronts, cocoa farming could slide into a downward spiral. I try to avoid these pieces on my show. None of you need the stress of this. I mean, here I am talking about how so many people are addicted to Xanax and Valium, Klonopin, etc., because of having stressful lives, and I drop this bomb on you. I am so sorry. Chocolate shortage, the moth, bioterrorism. Who knew? Who knew? All right. Well, I mean, I do a lot of charity work. After I do the Fast for Kids Gala in April to raise money for autistic children, I'm going to start working on this chocolate thing. I'll kill the moths myself. I got a fly swatter. Nothing's going to mess with my chocolate. How do you think I get through the day? All right. Let's talk about this fake cancer drug. This is ridiculous. I'm going to read this from Reuters. They say a U.S. distributor of phony vials of the widely used cancer drug Avastin. Now, you guys remember, Avastin has been in the news. We've used Avastin for colon cancer, lung cancer, variety of cancers, but FDA would not approve it for breast cancer. But it's still used widely. It's an injectable, all right? Apparently, doctors' offices became suspicious as early as July, well before the health regulators decided to issue its own warning. It's February 2012. Really, we're just hearing about this now? The U.S. FDA said this week it notified 19 oncology practices they had purchased drugs from a supplier not approved by the agency, including a counterfeit version of the Roche Holding AG's Avastin that did not contain the drug's active ingredient, bevacizumab. I know I mispronounced it. I'm sorry. I'm not an oncologist. Okay. They don't know how this was distributed. They don't know how many patients might have been affected. But from what I'm understanding, the package, it looks funny. I mean, they aren't showing us what the package looks like, but they said a doctor would be able to detect it. It doesn't look like it's in the actual Roche packaging. Okay, I don't want to go through this with you. Okay. So they say clinics need to know who they're buying their medicines from. They need to make sure they're buying them from legitimate sources. Yes, not out of the country, people. The FDA said the drugs came from an overseas supplier called Quality Specialty Products. Huh, an overseas supplier with an American name in English. You see, many people go, no, I don't buy from overseas. The company's in English. Well, you know, of course, they're going to, you know, right? It's not gonna have a Hashira theme, you know, or Salah. I mean, it's not gonna have other words. All right. Most of the doctor's offices contacted the FDA Have been in Southern California, one practice in Chicago, another in Corpus Christi, Texas. Several say they are scouring their inventories to see if they had any of the fake medicine and will monitor patients for any problems. Thus far, nobody has reported any side effects. An official from one California oncology practice told Reuters it stopped buying drugs from Montana Healthcare in July when it noticed the products were missing a national health code necessary for billing and reimbursement. Oh, that's good. You want a doctor to notice something, take away the code so they can't bill it. That's good. When we called Montana Healthcare to ask for their national code, they gave the source the runaround. Ah, that's not good. Now, Montana Healthcare, that sounds like it's in Montana. I love the state of Montana, but you see, that could be a company that's kooky and it has an American name. You know, you could have an overseas company that says United States of America Company, right? Don't believe it. Check it out first. The practice did not contact the FDA at the time, but received a visit from agency officials a month ago. So this is why the FDA wants another $220 million, all right? Right, so they can visit 19 oncology offices. Fly coach, FDA. We don't have extra money to give you. Right, you're getting enough money. You don't need extra money. They came in and said, in the middle of my waiting room, we have a problem. Yeah, if the FDA walks into your medical practice, right, you pee in your pants. So in the middle of the waiting room, they said, we got a problem. Of course, they panicked. A list of expensive biotech medicines offered by Montana Healthcare Solutions, they say, and obtained by Reuters. Price Avastin, 400 milligram vials. For under $1,900, compared with the nearly $2,400 that Gentech charges in the United States. It listed Avastin under its Turkish brand name, Altuzin. They say the list offers lower-priced European alternatives of products from Eli Lilly, Amgen, Celgene Corp, and Novartis. The company did not return telephone calls or emails. I'll send them a tweet. All right, wow. Okay, this is what's happening. You thought you could go to a factory outlet and get maybe your Skechers cheaper. You could get your, I don't know, Coach bag cheaper. Well, I guess there's companies where you could do that with medications. You could order your medications cheaper. Now, I do price shop, but I only buy from American companies. I don't have problems with other countries, but I mean, why not? Buy American. But, yeah. They will pretend, they will be selling. Well, we talked about that. You could get Viagra in other countries, and it's not Viagra. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
I've been telling you about eFoods Direct for a while now. Here are my top 10 reasons to stock up on food from eFoods Direct. Number 10, the food I get from eFoods Direct tastes great. Number 9, the eFoods meals are easy to prepare. 8, eFoods Direct delivers the food right to my front door. 7, most of these meals cost less than $2. 6, with their large variety, I can eat it every day. 5, I always have access to high quality and delicious food. Number 4, eFoods products don't spoil, so I never waste any food. 3, eFoods uses only safe, healthy ingredients. Number 2, I have my own food supply and don't depend on the grocery store. And the number 1 reason I promote eFoods Direct is they build special offers just for my listeners. Folks, don't wait. Get prepared now. We all need to be self-sufficient. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Jones Special. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Utopiasilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, so in the news again, we have another headline where patients, especially the parents, are getting fired. U.S. doctors are saying, look, you don't want to vaccinate your kids, you're out of our office. Now, of course, people are concerned because they say medical associations don't recommend patient bans. Right? We're starting to see more and more practices kicking patients out and families out if their kids don't vaccinate. Now, I've been seeing a lot of this. And the reason why I've actually been seeing this ever since I opened my practice. And one, the reason why is I practice in Las Vegas, Nevada, which is a very highly litigious state. So I saw doctors, you know, immediately when they were, things really got bad from a lawsuit standpoint when St. Paul Malpractice Company left Las Vegas, I believe in 2002. And so doctors, you know, started to look at their patient base and say, whoever's high risk, you know, or I could be liable for something, let's just kind of weed out. Now, I was in practice with my partner, Dr. Stuart Curry, and my husband, Corey Wax. My husband, Corey, is a doctor of chiropractic, and Stuart Curry, family medicine doc, but he also did alternative medicine, did homeopathy, acupuncture. So what was nice about the way we did our practice and was very inviting is he had a lot of concerns about vaccines. I'm run-of-the-mill, straightforward, family medicine. I vaccinated my kids, you know, but he was a little bit more concerned. And he said, look, you know, I think there could be some issues. I don't know if it's related to SIDS. I don't know, you know, because we see these young babies that, you know, when they suffer from SIDS, it's very close to the time. This is what he had stated, you know, around vaccines. And so he had been concerned. So some patients had found him and said, look, I'm getting kicked out of my pediatrics office. Will you take care of my kids? And he said, of course. Now, my attitude on the subject was I'm pro-vaccine, but I could not turn away a sick kid. I mean, if there's a child that needs a doctor, whether they're vaccinated or not, of course come to our office. Well, when Dr. Curry left to move to Oregon to practice, I still kept getting floods of children from parents who didn't want to vaccinate. Now, of course, I talked to the health department. You know, I've talked to many agencies who are like, you know, are you not vaccinating the kids? I'm like, you know, we have vaccines. We did. We offered them. If they don't want it, they don't want it. I'm having them sign a consent, you know, but I'm still educating them on vaccines. But we have an open door to many of these. So I have been seeing this for a decade. This isn't new to me, but apparently across the country, it's new. All right. Apparently they said by comparison in 2001 and 2006, about 6% of physicians said they routinely stopped working with families due to parents' continued vaccine refusal, and 16% sometimes dismissed them, according to surveys conducted then by the American Academy of Pediatrics. They say most pediatricians consider preventing disease through vaccines a primary goal of their job. Okay, yada, yada, yada. Now, I have to be honest here. These doctors have every right. They really do. Okay, they aren't violating any laws. Remember, doctors have no control over what they're getting paid, right? We've seen that. Insurance company will pay you whatever they're going to pay you, right? They have no control over what they're getting paid. They have no control over lawsuits. They could get sued for any which way, and we don't have national tort reform. So the only thing doctors have in their arsenal to protect themselves is firing the patient. If they think a patient is going to be high risk and high liability or cause them any misery later, the only thing they have right now as a choice until the government takes that away is them saying, I'm not going to treat you. Right? If you get pertussis, if you get measles, if you, you know, it's not going to be on my watch. Go and go. Now, I'm not saying that's right. I'm not saying that's the most opportune situation, you know, and the most ideal situation for parents. But, you know, I do agree that doctors should have a right to pick and choose who they treat. Now, luckily, there's people like me that I'm not going to turn the kids away. And I still think there's plenty of doctors that aren't going to turn the kids away. But you bet your butt, if you come to my office, I am going to tell you that I am pro-vaccine. But I'm also going to not lie and say, yeah, it made me nervous vaccinating my kids. My kids got vaccinated. They did, but I was still nervous about it. Absolutely. You know, you have a baby, healthy baby. You're about to stick a needle in the baby with something. Yeah, of course, it's going to make anybody nervous. Absolutely. I mean, remember when they were actually giving smallpox, right, centuries ago, when they were already starting to figure out this whole smallpox vaccine? You know how scary, you know how scared parents were? Of course. It's very natural to be scared. Absolutely. All right. But also we have to educate them. That's our job. So do I think all doctors should kick these patients out? Absolutely not. These kids, again, it's not the kid's fault. If the parents don't want to vaccinate the child, it's not the kid's fault. The kids should still get care, right? Which is why, absolutely, we have an open door policy. Kids can come in. There's no way I'm going to turn away a kid. No way. Right. However, I really can't fault doctors for trying to protect themselves liability-wise. Remember, we have no protection. no protection at all. We are paid thousands upon thousands of dollars a year for malpractice. We are always at the butt of every media's jokes. We're like right now with Whitney Houston. Yeah, they're going to subpoena the doctors. They're going to subpoena the doctors are always the bad guys. The doctors are always considered the bad guys. So kids getting pertussis. If there's an outbreak, you don't think the government's going to try to find the doctors and then, you know, blast them in the media for not vaccinating? Am I worried about that? No, I'm not worried because, again, I have consents. I have consents. In fact, the health department gave me a consent. The health department was circulating doctor's offices saying, are you vaccinated on all your kids? And they actually audited charts. And I showed them all the charts. And the few children that weren't vaccinated, I showed them the consents. And I go, are these consents enough to protect me? Are they enough to protect? And they said, I would do this. I would give them a class we're offering. I would give them our consent. So now we have two or three different consents. Anytime the health department wants to come in, take a look, audit, and see if we're offering it, we're offering it. They just want to make sure there's not doctors who are board certified saying, oh, don't vaccinate. Don't vaccinate. They cause autism. They just want to make sure that the education doctors are giving is up to the standard of care. And I understand that. But I also understand that there are some parents that may be a little fearful of vaccination. Absolutely. Right? I mean, look at this Avastin drug. Right? Now, I'm not saying I've ever seen that with vaccines, but there are some real kooky things that happen every once in a while in medicine. And I think we would be very naive to look at a parent and say, oh, this is all in your head. No, it's not all in the head. We had that Duke researcher, Dr. Potty, possibly fabricate research. We have this weird scenario here where a fake cancer drug is being circulated. You know, possibly tainted Tylenol tablets. You know, I mean, with what's going on, I don't blame any parent for wanting to be cautious. And again, I don't blame any doctor for wanting to protect their practice. And if they have plenty of patients and want to weed out ones that don't vaccinate, they do have that right. They do. It's a shame. You know, because I really don't think any kid should be turned down. It's not the kid's fault. It's a shame. But they have that right. They really do. Just like a doctor that doesn't want to take Medicare patients. If they're tired of not getting paid, and they're tired of, you know, Medicare saying, oh, you know, all those urine tests that we paid you for, now we were wrong, give us the money back. Yeah, they have a right to say no more Medicare. They have a right to say no more Medicaid. Absolutely. You know, I mean, you can't force people in America to take care of people they don't want to take care of. Now, me with my ER background, I've taken care of everybody, whether they were illegal, legal, whether they had big swastikas on their chest. You know, I hate the Dr. Dahlia show. I take care of them. I'm not going to turn anyone down, but we still have a right that gets to be preserved. All right, guys, we got another hour coming up if you could stay on. If not, stay tuned this week. We're going to be talking about medical tax deductions before you file your tax return. See you soon.
Take me down, take me down to the little white church.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the benefits of supplementing with whey protein for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends protein shakes like the ones available through the Suzanne Division of Youngevity.
Whey is ridiculously important. In fact, next to human mother's milk, whey protein is the most nutrient-dense food. The two major proteins in cow's milk, casein and whey. The whey part of milk contains growth factors and immune-stimulating factors, building the immune system. You're talking about cancer. The body has cancer fighters built into it. The body has molecules and entities that kill cancer. Those are part of the immune system.
To build and support your immune system, order the protein shakes from the Suzanne Division of Youngevity, available in chocolate and vanilla. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebib.com. That's brightsidebib.com. Order today.